This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, we're addressing tech's longstanding diversity issue and why conferences need to take a long, hard look in the mirror. Tech conferences have historically been a landmine of negative experiences for female attendees. We're taking another look. That's after these tech headlines. Tesla CEO Elon Musk pushes back against regulators, telling a federal judge he did not violate a fraud settlement, the one that restricted his social media communications. He suggests the government is trying to muzzle him, and in the filing, his lawyers said the Securities and Exchange Commission hasn't shown that his tweet on February 19th was material. Musk was supposed to have the social media monitor pre-approve any tweets that could affect the company's stock, but a message sent on February 19th wasn't reviewed. That's according to the SEC and a company lawyer. However, Musk's filing says that Tesla and its CEO had complied with the oversight policy by reviewing his tweet and providing some context and clarity for it. The story goes on at WSJ.com. Nonprofit startup OpenAI says it is creating a new legal structure that will enable it to raise much more capital and scale up while remaining dedicated to its mission, which prioritizes the broad benefit of the technology for humanity. The move to a quote-unquote capped profit structure was necessary, the group says, so that it can obtain the billions of dollars it needs to build a massive computing power and attract top talent for its efforts. And as the food delivery market goes rural, new hurdles emerge. Food delivery startups are taking their race for market domination to the far reaches of the country. Instacart in particular, which is incidentally exploring an initial public offering, said its deliveries can reach 80% of the population. That's up from 10% in 2015. Shipt, a direct competitor, one that Target bought in 2017, has since tripled the number of markets where it operates. The journal has more on how these startups are confronting new challenges in smaller cities and suburbs, ranging from recruiting drivers to shuttling meals longer distance. Coming up, addressing tech's diversity issue and why starting with tech conferences might be a good idea. New data from Insono says that one in four women in tech have experienced sexual harassment at a tech conference they've attended. With a severe lack of female attendees at these events, is it any surprise that only 25% of speakers are ever women? Insono dove into it all. Let's get more from Lynn Klassen. She is head of public cloud product at Insono and joins us via Skype from Chicago. Hi, Lynn. Welcome.
Hi.
So, Lynn, before we get into some of these findings, just from your personal experience at, you know, various tech conferences and being in the tech industry as long as you have, in what ways have you been able to notice firsthand how a woman fits in at these events and in general?
So my personal experience at with attending these tech conferences is that oftentimes I'm pretty alone at these conferences. And so I actually started taking pictures of clean and empty ladies' rooms at these conferences and send them to my friends back in office. It's a way to, I guess it's a way to cope with the situation and the reality.
Yeah, no, visually it speaks for itself. I'm curious how much this enters into the equation. You know, in working in tech, do you have to attend many of these conferences? Is it something that just goes with the territory?
For many of us, it is, because we often are talking about if you want to be promoted in your career path, you definitely want to show leadership and thought leadership. And I think a lot of time, these are the opportunities for you to, you know, to be able to present yourself in a public and official way. So it is actually quite important in my view.
So getting into some of these stats and what we can make of them, just in general, how likely are women to attend these tech events? Is there an average ratio in terms of their general presence?
So Insono conducted an audit of major tech conferences for the past 3 years, and found that one in four keynote speakers were women. Although this ratio is representative of the larger tech industry, the ratio of attendees often feels much lower when you are actually in the middle of the conferences. So I think, you know, you could actually find a lot of the empirical evidences by looking at pictures taken at exhibit halls and auditoriums, or again, in my case, clean, empty ladies' rooms at these conferences.
There you go, right? One thing that's very rampant in the tech community, as you know, is sexual harassment. There's a lot of claims about a general bro culture. I'm assuming this is something equally present at these tech industry events.
Yes, I wish the data showed otherwise. Unfortunately, yes, according to the survey conducted by Insono, one in four women have experienced sexual harassment at a tech conference. Because women in the tech industry have started speaking up and taking actions, more and more of these tech conferences actually have instituted a code of conduct. That being said, more still needs to be done to reinforce it, as 38% of women who have seen a code of conduct at a conference said they have witnessed sexual harassment still.
What kinds of things specifically do women encounter at these events? Anecdotally, do you know of anything that you can point to?
Anecdotally, because I follow some of the tech people in the industry on Twitter, and oftentimes, you know, we would see tweets from women who have experienced, you know, these unfortunate incidents at conferences while they were there. For instance, unwanted advancement or unwanted, I guess, you know, encroachment of personal space. Or basically, we are there, you know, to participate in professional events. And oftentimes, the conversation may veer towards something that's more, maybe more of a personal nature, that's really not welcome. Only 25% of the tech conference keynotes in the past 3 years were given by women. And we have to remember that's an average number. It means that some conferences had no female keynote speakers at all in the past 3 years. Insono also found that 70% of women who have sat on a panel was the only woman on that panel. We call that the lone woman syndrome. So what does that say to women who are just as dedicated and committed as their male counterpart?
Right.
To me, it says that we don't belong. When we witness the lack of female representation, we are further marginalized. And, you know, I don't mean to get on the soapbox, but representation does matter. Data confirm that women want to see ourselves represented. Again, 76% of women are more likely to attend a conference featuring a female keynote speaker or panelist. I just want to, you know, be also able to share this quote with the audience. And I really like this quote because it implied power dynamics. Diversity is being invited to the party. Inclusion is being asked to dance. So having stronger female representation on stage is definitely the first step towards true inclusion. Also, at Insono, we also look to the future. Most of these keynote speeches live on as videos online. Most of us, especially the younger generation, consume content online as videos.
Right.
So what's the message we're sending girls and young women? How do we inspire them to choose a career in technology? You can't be what you can't see. And I believe this is one of the reasons why it is so important that Insono set out to conduct this research. If we want to change the status quo, we need to be able to measure it first.
I actually think that is a perfect note to end on. Lynn Klassen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Insono's Lynn Klassen for joining us. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.